70 years ago tomorrow, Army Air Corps crewmen flew B-25 bombers on a secret mission to strike Japan just months after the attack on Pearl Harbor. It's now known as Doolittle's Tokyo Raid. 80 men made the trip, 69 made it home. And this week, four of the five surviving raiders are gathering in Dayton, Ohio for a reunion. NPR's Noah Adams was there this morning for the opening fly-in.
It's about a half hour after sunrise, and the B-25 bombers are coming from the western sky, landing about every 3 minutes. 20 of them are due to arrive. They will line up on display here outside the National Museum of the United States Air Force. These are restored military aircraft, privately owned, not the originals that went on the raid 70 years ago. None of those planes returned.
On the president's order, the bitter taste of war was returned to Japan. We fashioned a daring scheme to have the Hornet launch a force of bombers and strike at Tokyo from the sea.
Pearl Harbor had been just 4 months earlier, and so volunteer crews were eager to take their B-25s to Florida for training. The mission belonged to Colonel Jimmy Doolittle. Could his Army Air Corps bombers take off in the short distance they would have on an aircraft carrier?
My name is Thomas Griffin. I live in Cincinnati here. I was a navigator on B-25 during the war.
He's one of the five surviving members of the Doolittle Tokyo Raiders. Thomas Griffin is now 95 years old, a widower. He lives alone. We talked about April 18th, the day aboard the Hornet, when a Japanese patrol boat was spotted. Secrecy was lost. The 16 Army bombers were soon in the air.
Doolittle took the first plane off. And then we got a big surge of bravery, realizing it could be done.
Griffin's plane was all set, back in position number 9.
Where were you when Doolittle took off? Where were you standing?
We were on the deck, of course, and all the crews, you had to lay down on the deck and hold on to those holes that are in those decks, you know, because of the tremendous prop wars from the planes warming up and getting ready to take off ahead of us.
Because they launched early, they had 200 extra miles to fly. Thomas Griffin's plane made it to Tokyo, dropped the bombs, headed for the coast of mainland China. At midnight, a storm, they climbed to avoid mountains, then ran out of fuel.
I bailed out at night in a storm from 10,000 feet, and I could just see my chute. It would open up right over my head, and it would go over here, and it would start to collapse. And then it would come back up over my head again. What was happening, I was in a big pendulum.
Thomas Griffin got on the ground safely. He was helped there by Chinese villagers. Later, he went on to fly in North Africa and Italy, where his plane was shot down. Then 22 months in a German POW camp. This is one engine starting on one decades-old B-25. When the restored B-25s gather to salute the Doolittle Raid reunions, Bill Foraker likes to come from Indiana and volunteer for the ground ops crew. He describes a moment from this airfield 2 years ago when 17 of the bombers were lined up close on a taxiway, running up their engines.
And It was a humbling experience to be there in front of these airplanes and think about these kids, 20, 21, 22, 3 years old, flying all that distance, knowing they didn't have enough fuel to get back, knowing they were going to crash land, knowing they were going to land probably in hostile territory. They didn't have enough fuel to make it to the Chinese safe areas. It just takes a tremendous amount of courage to get an airplane and do that.
There's a B-25 on display inside the Air Force Museum in Dayton. It's a realistic setting, an aircraft being loaded for a mission. Museum historian Jeffrey Underwood often hears this question. What did the Doolittle Raid really mean in the struggle against Japan?
This is the first time that we struck back and struck back hard at their homeland. Yes, the physical damage was not that much. They hit a few factories, they hit some docks, they started some fires, but the Japanese fixed that fairly quickly. But they could not fix the impact of the emotions on the American people and the Japanese military.
The Doolittle Tokyo Raid reunion in Dayton will continue through the week. Noah Adams, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.